Welcome to Talking Up Music Education, a podcast from the NAMM Foundation. Talking Up Music Education podcast shares news and stories about music education from teachers, students, parents, school, and community leaders who care about music education and are working to create more opportunities for music learning. And now, here's your host, Mary Lurson.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mary Lurson, Executive Director of the NAMM Foundation, and welcome to this Facebook Live with Talking Up Music Education, live here from the NAMM show. If you aren't familiar with our work here in Anaheim, this is the third day of the NAMM show, and we're delighted to have about 100,000 of our closest friends visiting us here at the Music Industry, Music Pro Light Sound Event Technology Trade Show. And I'm thrilled to have with me guests from Scattertones, the student-led a cappella ensemble from UCLA. Welcome. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Haley.
I'm Aram.
Thank you. Welcome. And they just performed for us at the Grand Rally for Music Education, the celebration we have Saturday morning here at the NAMM show to celebrate our advocacy and our work for music education. And you guys were terrific.
Thank you very much.
How many are in the ensemble?
17 total in the group. Today we had 15. Sadly, 15, a couple members 15. Couldn't be here.
And how is it broken down in terms of, is it S, soprano, alto, tenor, bass? Is it multiple parts? It sounded like there was like 90-part harmony going on up there.
Yeah. No, it's soprano, mezzo, alto, tenor, baritone, bass, and vocal percussion. So 7 parts.
Yeah.
Plus a soloist. So plus 8, you could say.
Right. And it was, as I said, not a backtrack in sight.
Mm-mm. No.
Truly an a cappella. What did you sing this morning? Just help us understand what.
We sang Don't You Worry About a Thing, Somebody Else, and Breathe In.
Yep.
Yeah, it was just, you know, standing ovation, right? I mean, it was, you got everybody's hearts thumping. It was great. And the Scattertones are the grand prize winner of NAMM's first ever a cappella at NAMM. And as we looked at all the fun things that we do at the NAMM show with all the music variety, we really wanted to tap, as part of our Gen Next program, the remarkable energy on campuses all around the country for the a cappella experience. How would you describe that energy that's on your campus? And you travel a lot with Scattertones, right? And interact with other campuses. What is that energy? And a lot of the members of Scattertones are not music majors too, right?
Yeah. I mean,
what's this whole phenomenon about?
On UCLA specifically, I think we have maybe 17 a cappella groups like that. So many different a cappella
groups.
On one campus.
17 a cappella groups.
And think about all the other campuses that have probably the same number of a cappella groups. Right. So
that's what I've heard.
Yeah, it's a very popular thing.
In other words, we kind of did our own kind of sniffing out to find out there's something really there mm-hmm. that these talented, energetic, creative young people need to know that they could be part of NAMM too. So mm-hmm. tell us what else. You know, how you found it and what the energy is like in your group.
Mm-hmm. Personally, for me, I found it through friends from high school who I just happened to know go to UCLA. And then they reached out to me. And it's something that once you have been in some type of music group beforehand, you know, maybe in high school, which I'm sure like a lot of us were, once you get to college, everybody who was part of that looks for the same type of outlet. Because in college, you choose a major and maybe you're stuck with that for your 4 years. And it's not as fulfilling if you're not doing something musically and you have that passion for it. So the a cappella group is really just a great outlet for people to be able to express themselves musically, even if their major doesn't necessarily allow them to.
How about you, Haley? What does it mean for you to have this great energy in your life?
I mean, it's similar to what he's saying. I'm a business economics major. I mean, this is my pretty much one outlet in college to perform. And music is just such an important part of my life. And music is something that just provides something that nothing else does. It makes you feel a certain type of way. Mm-hmm. And it really connects you to other people. And it's a great medium to connect to other kids, I would say, at school. I don't know. It just gives you a place to belong.
You know, I said something at a meeting yesterday that I'd been thinking but never said out loud. And I think one of the reasons that music ensembles like this, 17 on your campus, along with the formal music training, right? There's orchestras and there's in school of music things going on too. One reason I think why we feel so powerful about it and people who are in those experiences, like we saw in the ukulele, you saw the mm-hmm. ukulele ensembles this morning, is that it's a place, I'll use the phrase, it's a place for radical kindness. Mm. You know, it's just kind of a place where we can be ourselves, experiment, take risks, right? So you are both business majors, right?
Both are, yes.
What's your year, Haley?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore.
And I'm a senior.
And you're a senior, and you're headed out into the...
Yep, into the real world.
Next phase of your... We'll remember our NAM community as you consider that. Do you have a kind of a thumbnail of what other majors are in the group of the 17 members?
Yeah.
You know, what's the sense? Can you share?
I think we have about 6 or 7 musical theater majors mm-hmm. in our group currently. 2 music majors, I think 1 vocal jazz, maybe both vocal jazz actually.
They are, yeah.
So just a little bit less than half.
Would be music,
yes. Is music theater or, mm-hmm. or you know, so they're really studying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And exactly. Everybody else is...
We have a couple engineers. We have some psychology majors. We have a math major. We have the economics majors. It's, I think, human bio and society as well. We have a broad spectrum.
Broad spectrum.
Yeah. All over the place.
And how often do you practice? What's a weekly schedule like?
We have rehearsals on Sunday nights for 3 hours and Wednesday nights for 2 hours. And then if we have gigs coming up like this, we add additional rehearsals.
What time do you have to get on the road to get here this morning?
You had a
sound check at what? What time was your sound check?
7:15.
You know, that's all part of it too, is that, you know, to when you want to do it well, it really requires a kind of a holistic dedication.
Yeah.
Right? Don't tell me you want to do it if you're not willing to get on the road at 5:30 and ready to shine. Right?
It's so fun still, though. Like, there's no other situation in which we would get up that early and drive to Anaheim and get to open for Bobby McFerrin.
They opened, ladies and gentlemen, for Bobby McFerrin. Yeah, it was a phenomenal experience for all of us with 600 people in the audience singing in I don't know how many parts. Right? But the rhythm, what was also interesting is that the rhythm of that moment could probably not be notated because what was happening in terms of the undulating, you know, where was the bar line kept, you know, it was just really amazing. So I'd like to talk a little bit about your personal experiences with this community of the a cappella group on a pretty intense campus with a lot of really high achievers.
Yes, definitely.
5 hours a week plus gigs that you're together. How does that contribute just to your overall life on campus to have this community?
I mean, it's my favorite thing I do on campus. The Scattertones, people in the Scattertones are my best friends. I love making music with them. I love them as people. And I feel like that's why we do what we do. I mean, the music is great, but the people that you meet through performing, there's something else. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's very easy to find like a couple close friends that I've had in college, you know, whether that be through other organizations, but the Scattertones for the 4 years that I've been in it has been a constant throughout my college experience of just like, regardless of who's in the group, the people who phase out and the new people that come in, each person is just a new person that I fall in love with, you know, as a friend. It's just like the best group of people I've
and
ever
alumni,
had.
And alumni, these relationships.
And they're very active. We have a
really
very active
strong
alumni network. Yeah. And they're the reason why we're the way we are. You know, they started it so long ago and then now they're still active and they're keeping it so the current group can have that momentum to move forward and also be the alumni once they leave to push the group forward.
It's great. It's life threading, right?
Yeah.
The thread through music and the kind of this thread, quarter note thread that you go through your life. That's really wonderful. Just a quick, you know, you're young people, I will remind you, even though you're very sophisticated and cool to talk to. I feel cooler just sitting next to you. But I'd love to hear about some teachers that maybe you had earlier in your life that kind of helped you realize that you had these pipes, right? And you had the kind of the personalities and the openness and the early training. Who would like to talk about maybe an early teacher?
I would focus more on my high school choir teacher, who was also my a cappella director. I came into high school and I had no idea what a cappella was. And my friend told me about the a cappella groups we had on campus. So I, on a whim, auditioned. And I got into a group where I was the only freshman who got in. And I was the only freshman in a group. And there were 11 seniors, 4 juniors, and me. And it was very intimidating. But I mean, I had this teacher that really pushed me forward and opened my mind to continuing and, like, I don't know, making it through. But it's so much fun. And I don't know, he really just guided me. And I eventually became like the director of the group when I was a junior and a senior.
And you're the manager now.
I'm the business manager.
As a sophomore.
Yeah. I mean, it all connects. I wouldn't be doing this, I don't think, if I hadn't done it in high school and I hadn't had him to take a chance on me and give me the role as a junior. Because I really just learned a lot. And truly, that's what opened the possibility of working in the music industry for me, was having that experience of directing a group in high school.
And we understand that that's part of your path forward. You want to stay in the music industry.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah, remember, yeah. We have this Gen Next program.
I will.
We'd love to have you be a part of that.
Yeah.
And your pathway to internships and all sorts of things. How about you? Was there a teacher in the wings somewhere?
Right? Also my high school choir teacher. His name is Brett Carroll. I was actually in a similar situation where my freshman year, I got into like the group. I was one of two freshmen in the group, but it was a much larger group. So it wasn't like four people. I was one among, I think, maybe 55 in the group or something like that.
It was a choir.
It was a choir. It was large. Okay. And it was a show choir too. So we did like the dancing and everything too. But I think if you could look Brett Carroll up, he's a very, very popular man. Like he was just one of the most incredible teachers I've ever had. And it was also choir, which you wouldn't expect to be an impactful thing, especially in high school. It doesn't seem like it's like, you don't think about in high school. People talk about sports, they talk about the classes, but choir just somehow had like this attachment to my life. And it happened so early, my freshman year, you know, just immediately I fell in love. And he was just such a great teacher. And I still think back to his vocal techniques that he taught me my freshman year and pushed throughout all 4 years of high school. And it pushed me to where I am today. I ended up being the co-president of the Vocal Music Association my senior year of high school, and then brought me now to where I'm the president of Scattertones. So it's like it all connects somehow. So
it sure does.
Yeah.
So looking way back into that recent history, I mean, you know, even back to like middle school, but you know, when you were kind of moving into that phase, and it is all about the teacher.
Of course.
Right. I mean, that's lucky stars category.
Yeah.
That there was that moment where you walked in a room and that teacher was there. We're so supportive in our work about the work for music teachers. Would you ever define yourselves as being shy? Did you ever think you would do this?
Oh, I mean, when
you look way back and say, I'm going to stand and I'm going to open for Bobby McFerrin or I'm going to be president of the, you know, one of the most really significant campus in our country. And it's lead a cappella. I mean,
this is
just the personal development stuff
that happens
through music.
I don't know if I was ever too shy, but I don't know. Performing gives you a chance to open up in a way that you wouldn't as just a person talking to other people. I feel like it gives you the foundation to do something more. And yeah, I don't know. My freshman year of high school, I was so intimidated, but you just kind of keep going and you push yourself.
With support.
Yeah.
With the right guidance.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you?
I'm not someone who can go on stage alone and be comfortable. I definitely get very nervous within the group. I feel so confident and just so sure that we're going to perform and create something beautiful for the audience. So this has helped me a lot. I don't know. I wouldn't have expected myself to be in this position in the past. Definitely not.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, so let's wrap up with a little reflection about what we just all experienced this morning. What was it like opening for Bobby McFerrin?
It was so much fun.
It was very incredible to see.
Crazy.
Just to be on stage and to be even... I can't even explain how crazy it is to be before someone like that. Like we had the pressure before knowing, and we thought about it, and we really had to make sure we put on a show because we knew what was coming after us.
Yeah. And how was the audience this morning? How did you feel?
Oh, they were so supportive. So great.
Yeah. Well, you gave us a number, three numbers, beautiful, beautiful vocalization. I mean, you know, we kind of know a little bit about the music that in the production and the performance, beautiful vocalization. Great balance, great in-tuneness, you know, I mean, all the things that make that allow you to get closer to the music. Mm-hmm. You were really, really terrific. And what's it like to be here at the NAMM show? What are your impressions?
So cool.
Yeah. I have only ever been to the convention center one other time, and I saw it pretty bare inside. And to see the NAMM show, to see all the things that's going on in there, and just to see the other performances is absolutely incredible.
It's just amazing.
I didn't really think there was this big of a community for it, at least like not able to be put it all in one place.
Yeah.
So it's really incredible.
We try to put them all in one place.
Oh, and you do a great job of it. It's incredible.
And then we have, you know, these layers and stratas and opportunities like the Grand Rally and Music Education Days and the Gen Next program and all of these things come together to create our community that's advancing music. And you will be part of that in the future. I really believe that. So thank you so much to the leaders here of Scattertones from UCLA.
Thank you.
Our grand prize winner of the first year of a cappella. Maybe you can enter next year. Right. Help us get the word out.
We definitely
will. We have a lot of stages here. We'd fill them all up with a cappella morning to night.
I'm going to leave that to her to do all that next year. She's going to take over.
And we just wish you all the best. And we hope that we see you on this NAMM show campus in whatever capacity fulfills you in your life. It'd be wonderful to have you. And thank you all for joining us for our conversation here at Talking at Music Education, where we've celebrated the first ever year at a cappella at NAMM with our grand prize winner, the Scattertones from UCLA. Thank you so much for joining us with Talking at Music Education, a podcast of the NAMM Foundation.
Talking Up Music Education is a podcast created by the NAMM Foundation. To learn more about how you can support music education in your community or how you can be part of the work of the NAMM Foundation, visit our website, www.namfoundation.org, or join us on Facebook at facebook.com/NAMM Foundation. You can also follow Mary on Twitter at Mary L. NAMM. That's Mary L-N-A-M-M.